I'm William Crooks, and this is CJMQ 88.9 FM. This report was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. A major shift is underway in North Hatley's Village Core. Longtime property owner Richard LaLiberté has sold most of his downtown holdings to a new community investment group called V North Hatley. Mayor Marcella Davis-Garris says the sale marks a turning point and aligns with the master plan adopted last year after extensive public consultation. I spoke with the mayor about what this means for the future of the village. Here's that conversation. All right, Madam Mayor, let's begin with the seller, Richard LaLiberté.
He's the owner that wanted to put in place a project that he presented to the population 2013-2014. It wasn't socially or acceptable, citizen. So it's he that has now sold all the parcels of land except for the project that he started doing there, the condo. He kept that.
He sold it to an organization called something like V North Hatley.
Exactly, and it's. That's the name of the sort of company they gave themselves, but it is a citizen, two citizens, the husband and wife, that have a home in North Hatley that have created this company, and they've hired an executive director to help them put things in place because they spend some of their time in San Francisco.
But what's the town's perspective on this?
Here's the thing. Our biggest thing for the last few years, for me anyway, was to really take the pulse of the citizens of where they wanted to see the municipality. We knew we were at a crossroad. We knew that there was a lot of change coming. And so we decided to sort of pick up on that and use the master plan to really include the citizens. So I think most municipalities have that challenge. We really wanted the population to feel involved. That's why we push for the master plan. And the people that have ended up buying this are citizens of North Hatley that took part in the master plan. So I think they understood the vision and they understand the passion that the citizens of this town have. We all know, myself included as a citizen, that we have to develop. You have to sort of, that's why things change and you evolve and you move on and you, but for North Hatley, it's anchored in our soul that we do not lose our identity and that we sort of pay respect towards what everybody else that came before it did. So we don't want to lose who we are or our look, but we realize that we have to do something. I mean, the whole core was sort of left abandoned. And not because he didn't want to develop, but because he didn't have the same vision that the citizens did, and that's where the impact was. You know, that and the flood zone and all that other stuff, but the big bulk of it was we wanted a big project. We wanted a project but that reflected more of North Hatley.
I mean, I assume you can't really speculate, but is there any kind of idea what kind of different direction this new group would take the downtown core, or is that something you can't really...
The whole thing about the vision of the stem from and their interest is the master plan. They really sure that they could help put some of these things in place that came out in the master plan. And I think their vision is not to destroy, but to empower and to dust off the cobwebs and bring us to where we should have been a long time ago. But we just needed people that had a similar vision or love for the existence of what was already here. As far as the town goes, we're just ecstatic that we are now moving forward, and I think we're moving forward with citizens who understand the vision for the town.
That was North Hatley Mayor Marcella Davis-Garris speaking about the recent sale of several key Village Core properties to V North Hatley Group, a group founded by two local residents and led by Executive Director Dominic Voyer. The mayor says the new owners were directly involved in the master plan process and understand the community's desire to see development move forward without losing the village's historic character. The sale follows years of debate over redevelopment proposals in the downtown core, including differing views on building scale and design. With the master plan adopted in October 2025, the municipality is now preparing to present its more detailed planning document, the Plan Particulier d'Urbanisme, or PPU, later this month. That document will set out specific guidelines for future development, including building size and green space. The story is still developing as the new ownership group outlines its plans for the properties. I'm William Crooks for CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this report was produced with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative.